We use these kinds of questions to ask about things that did not actually happen in the past. Remember that could have or could not have plus past participle is always used to talk about things that were or were not possible in the past, but did not actually happen. So for example, we couldn't have finished if John hadn't helped. But really, we finished because John helped. If Mark hadn't quit, he could have won. But really, Mark quit and he did not win. It is also possible to use could have plus past participle to talk about possibilities in the past. We do not know exactly what happened. We are guessing or giving possibilities. So an example conversation could be, where is Tina? She could have gone home, or she could have gone to the store. We can use these questions in the same two ways. The question pattern is could plus subject plus have plus past participle. It is also possible to put this in the middle of the question. Some example conversations are, could you have come if you weren't sick? Yes, but I was sick, so I couldn't come. Where is Sally? Could she have gone home? It is possible. Sometimes she leaves work early. Before he left, could he have stolen the report? I don't think that is possible. He is a good guy. Could she have gotten the job if her uncle wasn't the CEO? I don't think so. I don't think she is qualified for the job. Could you have done anything differently? I have thought about it a lot. I don't think I could have done anything differently. If you had studied more, could you have passed the test? Honestly, I don't think so. The test was so difficult. Could anything have been done to prevent the accident? If they had followed the safety regulations, it could have been avoided. Here are some bonus tips and points. Number one, we can use negative questions when we think another person made a mistake and we want to indirectly tell them what they should have done or ask them why they didn't do something. Some example conversations are, couldn't you have called me if you knew you were going to be late? You are right. I should have called you. I'm sorry. Sorry, I couldn't look over the report last night. I was too busy. Couldn't you have come to work early to finish it? Number two, we also make very similar sentences and questions with would have and might or may have. We can use the same sentence and question patterns as we do with could have. Some example sentences and questions are, would you have known that if I hadn't told you? Would you have won if she were not on your team? He might have gone home, or he might have gone out to get some food. John may have taken the key. I will call him and find out.